Good morning, and that sound of the bell lets you know that something special is happening today. Today is our Blessed Mother's birthday, September the 8th. So let's make sure that throughout the day you say happy birthday to the Blessed Mother. I'm Gary Zimek. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. Thanks for joining us today. Now, I want to start off on a serious note. As you start your day, you're going to turn on the radio, you're going to look on the internet, you're going to see that there was a serious earthquake in Mexico. You realize that a hurricane is headed to potentially do some damage in Florida. You realize that the world is not at peace. It's very easy for you to look at the things that are going on in the world and say or conclude, this is a sign. Well, I'm going to tell you this. It is a sign. You know what it's a sign of? It's a sign of the fact that we are not in control. And the sooner we accept that, the more peaceful we will be. God is in charge. And our job is to take this day that he's given us as a gift, right, and make something out of it. Do the best we can to make this world a better place and to turn to him in prayer. Don't get panicked when you see things going wrong in the world. It's been happening for thousands and thousands of years and will continue to happen. I'm going to tell you, Gary Zimek says it right now, God is in charge. So with that in mind, let's turn to him in prayer and ask for his help. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father in heaven, we give you thanks for bringing us to a new day. Father, there's a lot of problems in the world. We know you're bigger than those problems, so we turn to you and we ask for your help. We ask you to protect our brothers and sisters in harm's way with the natural disasters that are occurring. We ask you to help those affected by the earthquake in Mexico. We ask you to bring about peace in the world. Father, we ask you to help us with our own intentions, all the needs that we may have. We ask you to speak through us on the radio program today. I want to step aside and let your voice go forth over the airwaves today. And please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive to your message. And we ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, who is your Son and our Lord, and who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit. One God forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, on your birthday, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, please pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dave Parker.
Yes, I am, good morning,
Gary. I'm fired up today. Dave, I was listening
to
the news on the radio, driving into the station. Scary stuff.
Very scary stuff.
I mean, you know,
absolutely.
If we lose sight of God's presence in our lives, and if we lose sight of the fact that he's in charge, it can be a very scary world. And I just wanted to make that point that
exactly.
You know, at some point you've got to be aware of what's going on in the world, but we also have to remember God is in charge and he can help us, but
yes,
we need to go to him.
We have to go to him. And I know there are people out there that say, "Well, if he's in charge, now, why doesn't he just make that hurricane go away? Why did that earthquake happen?"
That's right.
Because the way he created the world is, you know, responds to him. He could go in and intervene, but often
exactly.
he does not.
Exactly.
And I was thinking about this. What kind of message can we draw from these things? I mean, it's a tragedy for the earthquake and Irma and Harvey. But is there a deeper meaning there? I mean, is he trying to get our attention? That's what it tells a lot of people.
And that's what I started with, I mean, we're not in control. Frank Eliasson, we think we're in control sometimes, but we're not, number one. And number two, we talk a lot about this on the program. What can we do to help those affected by the hurricane, by the earthquake? Is there anything we can do?
And I think that there is things going on. So one of the things I'll say is, you know, one of the things I saw on my feed on Facebook is the president's, you know, asking for people for helping with Hurricane Harvey and Irma,
right?
All the presidents in the video. Think about that. We're in this divided world all over the place, and now all the presidents, including, now President Trump's not in the video, but he actually did tweet out about it and his support for the presidents, you know, but they all came together,
right?
Unlike mine sometimes. How can we do these things? How can we bring people together? These events you know, all of a sudden take us from, we're no longer Republican, we're no longer Democrat, we're American.
That's right.
You know, and we're no longer all the different faiths. You know, we're all coming together for the good
human.
Of people.
That's exactly
and we're human.
Right.
Yes. And in the, at the end of the day, you start delivering on those, you know, on that. You're delivering for God. Mm-hmm. You're delivering the love and the mercy that he, you know, taught us.
That's right.
And so grab a hold of that. You know, I know there's these horrible things. You know what? We've all had horrible things happen in our lives,
yeah.
whether it be something big like these things, or maybe it's something that just impacted us. But we've all had it. Mm-hmm. Take that energy and do something with it. Do something that shows the love to someone else.
Amen.
We can be Jesus to those. We have to be Jesus to those people.
Dave, let me follow up on that.
Yes.
Our first guest today is going to be Deacon Greg Kandra. Deacon Greg was on with us before. He blogs over at Alatea. He's a Roman Catholic deacon from the Diocese of Brooklyn. He's going to be talking about a post that he recently made on Facebook. When we engage on social media, Deacon Greg wrote, are we showing others the face of Christ?
Mm-hmm.
How about that, Frank?
Boom.
Right? I mean, so this is
going
to be, I can't wait
here
to
we
talk
are.
To him about this.
Absolutely.
That's a question we have to ask.
We should ask it not just on Facebook, but in our interactions.
Yep.
You know, how did you act when you had that bad service at that restaurant? Were you snapping at the mm-hmm. waitress or waiter?
Yeah.
You know, or were you showing understanding to them? You mm-hmm. know, and a lot of it is, you know, human nature. We all mm-hmm. make mistakes. I make mistakes every day. Ask my wife probably every minute. You know, we make mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But
you know, we won't go there on that one.
But if you think about it and you yeah. start to you know, treat people in certain ways, mm-hmm. it can be so much more powerful. It's hard, though. It is really probably the most difficult thing to sit there and bite your tongue when you
that's right.
when someone says something you don't like.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
You know, you want to go on that attack. But you know what? It's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay to be human. Just step back, say a prayer, and use God as your guidance.
Yeah, and you know, one our second guest is going to be able to shed some light on that. Dan Tarrant, he is the founder of Reengaged Ministries. Mm. Their core message, I can't wait to have this guy on. Their core message is a personal relationship with God is in the heart of, I'm sorry, personal relationship with God in the heart of the Catholic Church. That personal relationship with the Lord is what enables us to bite our tongue.
But we,
right?
you know, but
it starts with that relationship.
The fact is, though, we say we have a relationship, but oftentimes we really don't.
Well,
we make it a checklist.
There
we go to Mass, so I'm good.
There you go.
We
oh,
do this.
Boy.
I am good. Well, you could do all those things, and there could be someone who doesn't do any of that.
That's right.
Who's actually a lot better.
Whoa. Oh,
sorry.
Boy.
And we have to really look at ourselves and really say, do we? Are we doing those things to not lash out?
That's right.
I am guilty
that's
of
right.
doing that.
That's
you know?
Right. And that's one of the reasons I wanted Dan on the show, for exactly the reason you said, because sometimes we do go through the motions. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say this. Dan is a teacher at Archbishop Wood High School. Everybody knows that Archbishop Ryan is a better high school than Archbishop Wood.
Oh, boy. That was,
no.
I love that. That was so
but
adroit.
I'm not going to say that when Dan's on the air. So
go Vikings.
All right. We'll see.
All right. I'm glad
tell,
there's this.
Can you tell I'm a Ryan grad and Frank's a Wood
there's
grad?
There's a barrier between these two guys. All right.
Exactly. We have a
ding,
table
ding,
here.
I'll referee.
All right. All right. So anyway, so it's going to be good to talk to Dan. I want to take a quick look at the weather. We've got a gospel, and then I have another announcement. A lot of things going on here. Today is going to be mostly sunny with a high near 74. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 57. Saturday, sunny, high near 73. Right now at the Philadelphia International Airport, it's 58 degrees under partly cloudy skies. In Hatboro, 54 degrees. In Malvern, 50 degrees. And in Warminster, we're coming in at 52 degrees. Okay, before we do the gospel, special gospel for the Blessed Mother. It's a bit of a short one. I'm going to do the short form of the genealogy today.
Oh,
so that
okay.
can be a brutal one. But I want to talk a little bit about Radiothon coming up in
Ooh.
Just a few weeks. Radiothon 2017. A celebration of Catholic radio. Did I get
Absolutely.
It right, Frank
you
Lyson?
Did. 18 years of Catholic radio in
That's
Philadelphia.
That's right. Okay. It's going to be September the 20th, September the 21st. No. Yes.
Yes.
September 20th, 21st, and 22nd.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, here's the way it's going to work for Spirit in the Morning. We will do our regular show, 7 to 8 a.m. Now, on the 20th of September, being the team player that I am for the first day of Radiothon, I'm going to be in Des Moines, Iowa. Mm-hmm. I apologize for that, but I had a speaking engagement planned a year in advance. I will be doing the show live from 7 to 8 from Des Moines. Then I hop on a plane, and then Spirit in the Morning will come back from 9 to 11.
Mm-hmm. After the Mass.
After the mass, Frank and Dave and some special guests and some pre-recorded interviews will cover that time frame.
And some music.
And we'll talk about that in a minute.
Yes.
And then on the next day, Thursday the 21st, I'll be here to host from 7 to 8, Mass 8 to 9, and then again, 9 to 11, extended Spirit in the Morning. The same for Friday. We will have, and I'm really excited about this, all new music. We're featuring all new music for the Radiothon and some very special guests. We're going to get guests that we have never had on before. At the end of today's program, I'll give you an idea of some of the guests that we will have. So we're going to be...
They'll be amazed.
Yes.
Right? And Frank and Dave, here's the thing. A lot of times in Radiothons or pledge drives, whatever they may be, you hear a lot of asking for money, and that's all it is. We're going to give you top-notch programming. We're going to do it differently.
We're doing it differently. We're going to have Spirit in the Morning that, but then the rest of the day, we're actually going to, you know, instead of interfering and jumping in and out of existing things, we're going to take the best of Catholic radio and give segments of it throughout the day. So it will be a true celebration of Catholic radio.
There you go.
For all 3 days, and you'll get a nice, interesting mix of stuff.
It's a great approach. Guys.
So stay tuned. Yeah, so stay tuned for the end of the show. I'll give you some of the people that will be coming up. Let me get to the gospel right now quickly. The gospel today comes from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 23. This is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it's through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son. You are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sin." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. That's today's gospel. The Blessed Mother said, yes, we have a Savior. Wish her a happy birthday, won't you? When we come back, Deacon Greg Cannon. Stay tuned.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for September 8th. Today we celebrate the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We know nothing of the circumstances of Mary's birth, but the Church holds the Blessed Mother in such high esteem that it has long celebrated her birth on this date, which comes exactly 9 months after the Feast of the Immaculate Conception. The so-called Gospel of James, dating from the 2nd century, reported that Anna and Joachim were the parents of Mary. Though the work has no historical value, it reflects the long-held devotion to Mary in both the Eastern and Western churches. We also remain unclear about where Mary was born. Ancient traditions suggest either Nazareth or Jerusalem. We can see every human birth as a call for new hope in the world. This is true in a magnificent way in Mary. If Jesus is the perfect expression of God's love, Mary is the foreshadowing of that love. If Jesus has brought the fullness of salvation, Mary is its dawning. Next to the birth of Jesus, Mary's birth offers the greatest possible happiness to the world. Each time we celebrate her birth, we can confidently hope for an increase of peace in our hearts and in the world at large. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
Do you want to have your business get noticed? Do you want to support and evangelize your faith? Underwriting Holy Spirit Radio is a great way to accomplish each of these. Holy Spirit Radio is a listener-supported nonprofit foundation. Join with other faith-filled businesses like yours. Business sponsorships start as low as $300 per month. Learn more at holyspiritradio.org, call us at 215-345-1570, or email frank@holyspiritradio.org.
More inspiring than a cheesesteak. Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The world behind me, the cross before. Yes, the world behind me, the cross before me. The world behind me, the cross before.
Oh, I love those applause. Thank you so much. I realize they're not for me. That is actually Catherine Scott with I Have Decided to Follow Jesus, a decision I think we all should make. That's a conscious decision that we should make each and every day. My name is Gary Zimak. You are listening to Spirit in the Morning. The time right now is 7:18. Deacon Greg Kander is a Roman Catholic deacon in the Diocese of Brooklyn, and for nearly three decades, he was a writer and producer for CBS News. He now blogs for Aletheia.org. Deacon Greg recently posted on Facebook, "When we engage on social media, are we showing others the face of Christ?" Good question, right? Well, Deacon Greg joins us now to answer that question and to talk a little bit about our presence on social media. Hey, Deacon Greg, good morning.
Good morning, Gary.
Thanks for coming on the program.
Thanks for having me.
Greg, listen, about this topic, this is a hot topic, and I'm really glad to talk about this. Without going into the specifics, you don't have to go into all of the specifics, but what inspired you to post this on Facebook?
Well, I think we live in such a divisive time, and the more and more I read and follow things on social media, which I probably do a lot more than I should, but I have a significant presence there, and I have to keep up on things.
Right.
And it just saddens me and shocks me to see again and again and again how often people tear into one another, and particularly Catholics and Christians judging one another and judging very harshly. And it forced me to really assess what I do on social media and what a lot of us do. And the big question that I kept coming back to is what I'm doing, is what others are doing, building up, or is it tearing down? And what do I want my legacy on social media to be?
That's a really important question. And, you know, I think we all, as you said, you feel that you're guilty of it. I feel that I'm guilty of it at times. And it's a question that we should all ask ourselves. Am I really attracting people to Jesus Christ and his church, or am I pushing them away? Deacon Greg, let me ask a question about this. Suppose we see someone say something. For instance, let's go right to the top. The Pope says something, and we're uncomfortable about what he says, because he is not, you know, people are criticizing him. They're criticizing the bishops. The only person who I don't see get criticized by Christians is Jesus, which I guess doesn't make sense, but, you know, maybe that's next. But Deacon Greg, do we have a responsibility to point out something that may concern us, even if it's with somebody in the hierarchy of the church, or should we hold back?
That's a very good question, and I think we all have a responsibility to the truth, and to try and make sure that the truth is spoken. And if we have concerns and if we have questions, they can certainly be raised, but they have to be done out of love and from a place of charity and not from a place of condemnation. And increasingly what I see is people condemning the bishops and sometimes the Pope and other people in authority as if, you know, they stand above all of that. And I think it's good to raise questions, and it's good to challenge people in authority when we disagree with them or if we need something clarified. But to attack and attack and attack is really counterproductive, and it makes us look terrible in the eyes of the world, the people who are watching us.
Well, exactly. Yeah, if this is the way Christians are behaving, and I'm a non-Christian, why would I want to be a Christian, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Where? How do we know when we've crossed that line? Is it a matter of the attack can't be personal? If I stick to ideas, I'm okay? Or do you have any guidelines for knowing that, you know, where is the line and where I should stop?
Well, you know, the good barometer is always, what would Jesus do? You know, if I need to question something, what is a way of doing it that is constructive and that will build something up and not tear something down? That's always the choice that we have. And the choice that we have to ask ourselves is, what I'm about to post going to add to the discussion? Is it constructive, or is it just, you know, an ad hominem attack to destroy something that I disagree with? And I think most of us, if you have a well-formed conscience, you can tell if what you're doing, you know, borders on sin or not.
Yeah, yeah. Let me share a personal story with you. I had a pretty big reversion experience a few years ago, and I started very, very seriously trying to learn what the Catholic Church teaches. And I was negligent for many years. And what happened, Deacon Greg, is the more I learned about the teaching of the church, the more judgmental I got. And I started criticizing other people, you know, nitpicking, if you will. And then I realized one day, this is all about pride. This was all about how much I thought I knew. Do you think pride plays into this?
Oh, I'm sure it does. I'm sure it does. And I think something we have to bear in mind is we can't always know completely the hearts of another person. The heart of another person. And you need to cut them a little bit of slack and offer them mercy. And I was talking with someone at church about this not long ago. Thank God that God is more merciful toward us than we are toward others.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy for us to jump to conclusions about people without knowing the whole story. And you sort of have to give people the benefit of the doubt and hope and trust that they're coming from, you know, a good place, and that they're not being malicious, and that they're, you know, we need to strive to not be malicious as well and give people the benefit of the doubt a lot more.
What has been the reaction to this post? Have you gotten a lot of reactions on this?
It's been extraordinary. Yeah, a lot of people, it's been shared and copied and sent all around. And it prompted me to reprint something that I posted a couple of years ago on my blog, and it was just recirculated on Alatea the other day, which is the online Ten Commandments. And it's sort of an examination of conscience that I wrote for mm-hmm. people who work in the online universe, questions to ask ourselves about, am I doing too much? Am I straying into sin in what I'm doing? And it's good, I think, to ask ourselves some of these questions.
I'll make sure I put a link to that on spiritinthemorning.com, because I think it's really important with social media being as popular as it is now. There's a chance to do a lot of good, but unfortunately, there's a chance to do a lot of bad too, right? And we have to really watch that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we don't want to inflict more wounds on the body of Christ.
Because do you sense that there is a division right now?
Oh, yeah. And it's not just in the church, it's in politics, it's everywhere. Everything has become so polarized. And I think we as Christians need to try and bridge those differences and try and bring people together instead of tearing them apart.
You're right. And it used to be where it was just non-Christians attacking Christians and vice versa. But now, as you said, we have people within the church attacking one another.
Yeah, it's very destructive and very counterproductive, I think.
So I think it's good for us all to keep in mind that before we post, really ask yourself, what would Jesus do?
Exactly. And come from a place of prayer. If you have any doubts about something or a comment that you want to make or something, you know, an allegation that you want to make, pray about it first and sort of let it settle in your heart. So often the things that we do online, whether it's on Facebook or putting a blog comment or something, it comes from a very visceral, emotional, often angry response. And, you know, we need to get past that, I think, and come from a place of charity.
You know what's interesting? I think a lot of times we might tend to say things online that we would never say to a person's face.
Oh, absolutely. Especially now you can do so much of this anonymously.
Yeah.
And you don't necessarily have to own what you've said or what you've done, and you don't have to take responsibility for it.
Yeah, and that's one thing we want to keep in mind. There really is a person on the other end. So before we attack, you know, we really want to be careful. And as you said, right now, as Christians, we need to be united. And we certainly, this is a pretty dark world out there at times, and we need to attract others to Christ. Are we doing it with our comments online is the real question.
Yeah, and it's like the pagans said about the Christians in the first days of the church, see how these Christians love one another.
Mm-hmm.
Are people saying that about us today? I'm not so sure.
Yeah, I agree. Deacon Greg, I want to thank you for joining us on Spirit in the Morning. Remind us where we can find you online again.
Yeah, I'm at Alatea, Alatea.org.
Okay, very good. And I will have that linked. And if you're listening out there, I highly recommend following Deacon Greg. You make a lot of sense, brother. I'll tell you that. You're very level-headed. There's my endorsement. How's that?
All right, thank you.
All right, God bless you, my friend. Deacon Greg Kandra, thank you for joining us here on Spirit in the Morning. Dave, he brings up some good points.
Absolutely. I love what he said towards the end. We just take it to prayer. Before you want to lash out, but so often it's like instantaneous. Yeah. I mean, we just jump in. We need to step many steps back sometimes and then take it to prayer and then not attack the person.
It's so much easier to attack people online, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah. It's faceless and,
As a matter of fact, I have something to say to you, but I'm going to wait till I get home so I can post
okay.
it.
Okay.
But I can attack a Ryan grad anytime.
Okay. Oh, don't start. Don't start. All right.
It could be cowardice if you
When we come back from Archbishop Wood, Dan Tarrant will be here to talk about Re-Engaged Ministries. Stay tuned.
I'm Anna Mitchell with this Holy Spirit Radio News Update. Mexico's president says the magnitude of the earthquake that hit the country is 8.2, the biggest the country has seen in a century. Enrique Peña Nieto has confirmed at least 5 people have died in the trembler. He also says that major damage has been caused and that 1 million initially had been without power following the quake, but that electricity had been restored to 800,000 of them. He says that there could have been 62 aftershocks, and it's possible one as strong as 7.2 could hit. Catholic Relief Services is asking for financial support as they seek to help the islands hit by Irma this week. The CRS website says their emergency teams are poised to respond to the devastation in the Dominican Republic, Haiti, Cuba, and the Caribbean islands. Hurricane Irma battered the Turks and Caicos Islands early this morning as a fearsome Category 5 storm continued a rampage through the Caribbean that has killed at least 11 people, with Florida in its sight. With that in mind, the Archdiocese of Miami has suspended all masses and parish activities until further notice. A statement from Archbishop Thomas Wenske says, quote, "While conditions make attendance at Mass this weekend unadvisable, let us all pray for the safety of all our people, both during the storm and the recovery in its aftermath. Normal parish operations will resume after the storm passes when conditions permit." With this Holy Spirit Radio News Update, I'm Anna Mitchell.
The Bucks County Department of Parks and Recreation and the Friends of Churchville Nature Center are co-sponsoring several events the weekend of September 16th. First, there's an early morning bird walk on Saturday, September 16th, from 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. The program is free to the public. Participants are asked to bring binoculars and a bird identification guide. The second is a canoe trip on the Delaware on Saturday, September 16th at 7 a.m. The fee is $30 per person or $25 for members. Space is limited and pre-registration is required. On Sunday, September 17th at 1 p.m., they are also sponsoring a public tour of the center's 1500s-era Lenape Village. Entry is $8 per person, and reservations are required. For more information on each of these, visit churchvillenaturecenter.org or call 215-357-4005.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. During the semifinals in cross-country skiing at the 2014 Sochi Olympics, Russian skier Anton Gafarov fell and broke one of his skis. As he attempted to finish the race on one ski, Team Canada's cross-country coach Justin Wadsworth quickly brought him a new ski and even dropped to his knees to attach it to Gafarov's boot. Though the Russian finished last, this example of good sportsmanship spread around the world. It also led writer Cindy Keating to observe that we too often hesitate when an impulse toward kindness strikes us. She concludes, "The world needs people who will respond, people not afraid to get down on their knees and serve. Why? Because we all need help to finish the race we were put on Earth to ski." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
You are listening to Spirit in the Morning with Gary Zimak.
All to Jesus I surrender. All to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him. In His presence I will live. All to Jesus I surrender. Save you, make me wholly thine. Let me feel your Holy Spirit. Truly know that you are mine. All to Jesus I surrender. All to freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, and in His presence I will live. I surrender all. I surrender all.
All to Jesus I surrender.
The sacred flame.
And welcome back to Spirit in the Morning. I'm Gary Zimek. That's I Surrender All by Casting Crowns. The time right now is 7:36. Thank you for joining us today on the program. Well, now we're going to be joined by Dan Tarrant. Dan is the founder of Re-Engaged Ministries. Their motto is a personal relationship with God in the heart of the Catholic Church. That is a really novel idea. As a cradle Catholic for many years, I didn't know it was possible to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Dan is here to tell us that it is. Hey, Dan, good morning.
Hey, Gary, good morning. You guys are running a great show today.
Hey, thank you. I really appreciate it. It's been a long time, Dan. I can't avoid you any longer. Everybody keeps telling me you've got to get this guy Dan on your program.
It must be divine providence.
That's right, brother. Hey, tell us a little bit about your own story and how Re-Engaged Ministries came about.
Yeah. Wow, my story. You got an hour? here's a snapshot. When I was in third grade, I had a powerful experience of Jesus Christ in a very private, I hate to use the word vision, but something right. like that happened to me when I was in third grade. Kind of grew up, went to high school, went to Archbishopwood High School, where I teach now, and just started to walk away from God a little bit intellectually. And my lifestyle, I think I still followed him, but there was a gap and there was a lot of confusion. I eventually, after reading the text of all the world religions, I was a big nerd about it. I came back to Jesus Christ, but not in a Catholic church, in an evangelical church. And I just had some reservations. I love my evangelical brothers and sisters in Christ, and they inspire me so much. But there were some reservations, and God just put a burden on my heart, and he said, Dan, your home is the Catholic Church. And and I came back. But I always treasured the gift of being challenged to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ in the evangelical churches. And I felt like God just wired me up to give that invitation in the Catholic Church. And that's what we do, in full accord with church teaching. Like, no messing around, no cutting corners, but Jesus Christ in the heart of the Catholic Church.
Beautiful. So it's his church. He founded the church, right? And the thing, Dan, is I'm a cradle Catholic. I went to Catholic school for 12 years. I'm a Ryan grad, but we're not going to go there. Wood is an okay school. I'm okay with Wood. But
it doesn't matter to me.
But here's the thing. I never heard any Catholic talk about a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And it wasn't until I was in my 40s that I really understood that it is possible to encounter Jesus Christ on a personal level.
Well, you know, and want to hear something funny? There's this guy, he asked us one time, he said, we all need to ask ourselves, how is my personal relationship with Jesus Christ?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know who said that? Pope Benedict XVI.
Wow.
John Paul II said that in Ecclesia in America. I mean, we're talking decades and decades ago. Pope Francis wrote about it in Lumen Fidei. It's in the catechism, but we're afraid to use that word because we're afraid to be Protestant.
Yeah.
And I just think if we are afraid of that, we are missing a part of our tradition. And we need to not do that. We're going to miss Catholics that we need to reach.
You're so right. And Dan, I've gotten pushback when I go out and speak. I always talk about having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. It's changed my life. It's given me such peace. And I was speaking at a retreat one time to a Catholic group of men, and somebody challenged me and said, well, wait a minute, we've got the Eucharist. It doesn't get any more personal than that. I said, yeah, that's true, but I need to respond to that invitation, right? I mean,
that's right.
It can't be a one-way relationship. I've got to do something.
Adolf Hitler was baptized, you know?
Whoa.
One thing we say was, at all of our talks, especially the introductory series of talks we give called Known, about a personal relationship with God in the heart of the church, we say that at your baptism, a decision was made for you.
Mm-hmm.
But before you die, a decision has to be made by you. We have to personally respond to grace. We have to personally welcome it. Sacraments are not magic. Pope Francis said that. He said they were a personal encounter with God. So we have to take up that personal encounter. And we can miss it. Adolf Hitler, I think you have to accept there's a chance he's not in heaven.
Wow.
So just showing up is not the whole game. And in Sacrosanctum Concilium, the church says that, at Vatican II, it is not enough. Our disposition, our personal disposition matters. And I think, I'm afraid that sometimes as Catholics, we're just missing Jesus Christ in the heart of our own church. And it's just silly.
I agree.
That's what we do. We just invite people. You know, Pope John Paul II said in Redemptoris Missio, he said, it's painfully clear that many Catholics have never made a personal commitment to the Lord Jesus Christ in the Gospel. So we just go around, and at the end of every talk, we put that quote up, and we say, hey, we're all baptized here. We're probably all confirmed. We're probably practicing. But let's just make sure we've made a personal commitment, a decision in our hearts to respond to this grace and to not let it be inactive or be received in vain. And people step up by the thousands now. We've invited thousands of people to step across that line, and it's beautiful.
That's amazing. Dan, what would you say to somebody who's listening today? I'm sure we have somebody listening who may be Catholic and realizes that they don't have that personal relationship with Jesus. Is it as simple as saying, Jesus, I want to get to know you, or I want to have a relationship with you?
Yeah, you know, Mother Teresa says, only welcome him into your heart as you are, and he will do the rest.
Wow.
It doesn't matter. I mean, that's the beauty of grace and of Catholicism, that God is everywhere, and he will lead you down every path you have to go. He will lead you to the sacraments. He will lead you to understanding church teaching. He'll lead you to confession. He'll lead you everywhere. Hmm. But grace leads you. You don't lead yourself. You know, Jesus said he chose us. We didn't choose him.
Yeah.
And for some reason, as Catholics, it's not that we don't work. It's that he worked first. He works through us, and we just respond. Our work is a response. And holiness is a response to grace,
right,
not the cause of grace. And we miss that, you know?
Yeah.
And when I understood that, it's like the light bulb just all went on. The whole mm-hmm. church just lit up for me. Once I personally understood Jesus Christ and personally understood that grace did the work for me, now I need to let grace do the work in me, and my work needs to be a response to that grace. And that's it.
That's the key. You know, I think too many times we want to do all the work, and we don't let him work. We don't recognize that the Lord is working, and he's giving us that grace, and he's going to do more work than we are.
Yeah. And that's what, you walk into every Catholic church and you see a crucifix, and it reminds you that we are sinners and we have a Savior, and we want to be our own Savior, and we just miss it. And,
yeah,
you know, and Jesus, he talked about that to St. Faustina, about how much he wept over souls that distrusted his mercy.
Mm.
It starts by trusting his mercy and his grace, and everything follows grace. The Catechism even says that faith is the fruit of grace. Your works are the fruit of grace. Salvation is the fruit of grace. We want to make it the fruit of ourselves, and then we wonder why we feel disconnected from God and like we're just going through the motions and we get nothing out of Mass. It's just because we're putting the cart in front of the horse, you know? Because we're too proud to do it the other way.
Exactly, exactly. Dan, we have about 2 minutes left in this segment. I want to give you a chance to talk about your upcoming Reconnection Night.
Yeah, we're having a night. It's October 3rd at Corner Bakery in Newtown, PA, and we've got a wonderful team of supporters and donors and just people who really have reached out to us to help us to achieve this mission of leading Catholics into a more personal relationship with God in the heart of the church.
Mm.
And we're just getting together to share our story anew with people who are interested in supporting us and also by being blessed by us in deeper ways. So it's a chance to network with other Catholics who kind of have a part, who see this vision as important. To see how you could plug into Reengage Ministries to be a blessing to us, but also to be blessed by us. And it's just a chance to get to know us. So if you want to be
awesome.
Reintroduced to Reengage Ministries, go to our website. It's rmfaith.com, rmfaith.com. And there's a link right there. Just click the button, and you'll get all the information on that night.
Awesome. And I will have that link at spiritinthemorning.com. Dan, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the program today. You and I, we're going to have to get together. I need to speak with you. Sound good?
That sounds good. That sounds perfect. Well, this is a great introduction.
Oh, man. Thank you again. God bless you for the work that you do. I'll be in touch, brother.
All right. God bless you for this great show.
All right. Thanks, man. That's Dan Tarrant, the founder of Reengaged Ministries. Dave Parker,
yes.
Some powerful stuff.
Very powerful. I love that approach.
As
he said, you know, many of us Catholics have put the cart before the horse.
Yep.
We got to slow down. And I would invite everyone, if they can, get to that bakery, that event, and just learn and network with other Catholics. And, hey, I love that. I may go there.
Well, the fact that it's at a bakery doesn't surprise me that you would go there.
That doesn't hurt.
But no, yeah, I'm gonna try to make it myself. And again, more information can be found at spiritinthemorning.com. We'll have all of Dan's information linked. And remember to check out that Reconnection Night on October the 3rd so you can find out about the great work that's being done by Reengaged Ministries, a personal relationship with God in the heart of the Catholic Church.
Go Vikings.
Oh, boy. There's the Archbishop Wood reference by Mr. Eliason. When we come back, we're going to tell you more about Radiothon and also give you the Be Not Afraid Bible verse. Stay tuned.
If you ever need home care or companionship service, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433. Angel Army provides compassionate and loving care to those who want independence and the comfort of their home. Angel Army serves Bucks County, Montgomery County, and the Philadelphia area, and can be reached at 215-805-8433.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In Matthew 1, we have a genealogy ending with St. Joseph and avoiding any mention of his begetting Jesus. Joseph offers legal paternity, but it is Mary, his betrothed, who begot Jesus. He remained the intimate guardian, teacher, and observer. The parent in the fullest sense is Mary, whose true spouse is God, the Holy Spirit. No other human being has ever been so honored. To say that Catholics overhonor her is to completely disregard the reality of her divine espousal and parenthood. The triune God has honored her far beyond anything Catholics can do. Nevertheless, we do honor her, precisely because of God's direct and unique intervention in her life. Such honor is in response to his deliberate choice and is a mere echo of it. Today we honor the birth of this very special woman. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
More enjoyable than Scrapple. Spirit in the morning with Gary Simak.
I look up to the mountains. Does my strength come from the mountains? No. My strength comes from God, who made heaven and earth and the mountains. With chaos for my company, I find my comfort.
And welcome back to Spirit of Mourning. That's Shoulders by For King and Country. I'm Gary Zimek. Thanks for joining us today on the program. All right, let's do the Be Not Afraid Bible verse, and I have some information that I want to give you about the upcoming Radiothon, which will take place right here, September the 20th through the 22nd. Big stuff. Get ready. I'm going to reveal it in a minute. Today's Be Not Afraid Bible verse comes from Romans 10:14. But how can they call on in him whom they have not believed? And how can they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone to preach?
Mm-hmm.
Dave Parker,
wow.
We've got to share Jesus, right?
Absolutely.
That's what it comes down to.
To me, that's the evangelist's mantra.
Right.
Yeah,
somebody around you does not know about Jesus today.
Yeah,
they might know him as a historical figure, but as Dan Tarrant was just saying, they might not know him
as
a person.
Exactly.
And that person that needs to know about him might be sitting next to you at Mass.
Absolutely.
Right? We got to remember that.
Or in a bakery or in a restaurant.
Right. You know? Never know. I want to talk a little bit about Radiothon 2017. I mentioned that we're going to have some special guests. Okay, so this Radiothon is going to be different than maybe the way some people do Radiothons. Frank Eliason, you know, you hear the term pledge drive and you start to cringe and say,
here we go.
They're just going to ask about money. We're going to do it differently. Now, we're going to count on you to help us financially, but we're going to give you top-notch entertainment. First of all, extended version of Spirit in the Morning. We'll do our regular 7 to 8 on those 3 days, and we'll also go 9 to 11. We're going to have all new music. So I'm going to give you all new music, songs that have never been played on Spirit in the Morning before. Now, as far as guests, Frank, yesterday I reached out to our friends at Catholic Answers. They are so supportive of the work that we do. And Chris Check, who is the president of Catholic Answers, he took over for Carl Keating, the founder, about a year or so ago. Chris said, all of my guys are in. We are all there. They're on the West Coast. This gives us the chance, because we're on a little bit later, to really get some of them
that
on the show.
That is terrific.
So we're going to have Jimmy Akin. We're going to have Cy Kellett, the host of Catholic Answers Live. We'll have Trent Horn. We'll have Carlo Broussard. We'll have Chris Check, the president. And we'll also have Tim Staples. Tim Staples, we're going to do something recorded with him because Tim is unavailable for those days. So we're going to have all the guys from Catholic Answers participating in Radiothon, plus from the Sunrise Morning Show for the first time ever on Spirit in the Morning, Anna Mitchell.
Our friend, our dear friend.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've been emailing her and just having email discussions with her for years.
Absolutely.
And so it'd be great to have her
Who
on.
Who just had a baby, by the way.
That's right.
You know, let's wish her well.
That's right.
And yes.
She's busy, but she's going to be here for Radiothon. And also, she does the news every day on
absolutely.
The program. But now that we're having the extended version, we're able to get her on.
Because, you know, she's in Cincinnati, and basically we're up against her show. So she has the national hour that people know about. But then it goes on multiple hours after that locally.
Yes. Right.
But she's a huge advocate for local Catholic radio.
That's right.
And her and I have had numerous conversations on that exact topic. I just adore Anna, and looking forward to having her on.
And that's just the start.
So
we're going to have many more guests. I will reveal them in the days to come. So seriously, the 20th through the 22nd of September, Radiothon. And
mark
it's not
it
just Spirit
calendar,
in the Morning,
folks.
Frank.
Yeah, we're going to do something throughout the whole entire day. We're going to have a celebration of all the different great shows that you love and have been listening to for years.
Mm-hmm.
A true celebration of Catholic radio. We want to make this fun. We want to make it different.
Yes. Yeah.
And now, at the same time, if you enjoy Catholic radio, yes. Do we need funds? Absolutely.
Right.
One of the things, though, you can make that donation now. You don't have to wait. Go to holyspiritradio.org, and enjoy that day.
Yeah.
That day is going to really just be about, this is what Catholic radio is all about.
I would say this is about you folks, our loyal, faithful listeners, and share our good news with your friends, your coworkers,
The best ways to help
we
us.
We love you. We
yes,
love
financial
you.
Is one of them, but prayers, and truthfully, just telling a friend.
Exactly.
Yeah, let them know.
And
we
are here for you and in your troubles and struggles and your victories in life, the good and the bad. So, keep us in prayer. We keep you in prayer.
Absolutely. And before we sign off, I want to pass this along from the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. There is a special spiritual revival being presented by the Office for Black Catholics and Black Catholic Parishes. It's going to be taking place September the 25th and 26th at the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul. I'm going to have information about that linked at spiritinthemorning.com. Sounds pretty powerful, so keep that in mind. And also, before we go today, let's remember this weekend to pray for our brothers and sisters who are affected by, still by Hurricane Harvey. I mean, they're still recovering from that.
Yes.
And then we have the earthquake in Mexico and the potential hurricane that could really devastate Florida.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Prayers for a lot of people. And find ways to, that you can support it. And there's, you know, going to be, I'm sure, needs for huge amounts of volunteers, financial commitments, et cetera. For that, and that's certainly got to be in our minds.
Yes, prayer, folks.
That's right, and thank you for listening this week. Remember, wherever you go today, whatever you do, the Lord's right beside you. Make sure you say hi. On behalf of Dave Parker, Frank Eliason, this is Gary Zimek saying thanks for listening. Have a wonderful weekend. God bless.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating